Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics. This week, bad online reviews. If you can't say something nice, post it online, right? Okay, trolling aside, from Twitter to Yelp to corporate homepages, the one-to-one relationship between corporations and consumers can be a messy place. Knee-jerk negative reviews can cost businesses revenue, but also reputation, new sales leads, and poor employee morale. According to one report, one negative review can cause you to lose up to 30 customers and can result in a 22% loss in business. But recognizing a bad review, addressing it, and flipping an unsatisfied customer to satisfied can be a signal to other users about your business and how you do it.
You want to win them over and get them to update their online experience from a 1-star to a 3, 4, or 5-star, because nothing says, I will take care of you if something goes wrong, like reading a bad review turned into a good review. That is, it's priceless. It is so valuable for your organization.
Curtis Boyd used to do review consulting for businesses, a valuable resource and skill, and he was highly paid. But he recognized smaller businesses are also heavily impacted by negative reviews. So he wrote some code, started a new company, and here we go.
My name's Curtis Boyd. I'm the founder of Objection Co.
Let's talk about Objection Co. right off the top. What is it, elevator pitch-wise, and why did you start it?
It's the first review removal software company, cloud-based, in the world. I started it because most business owners couldn't afford review removal consulting. For about 7 years, I was a consultant to help, you know, mid to large-size businesses remove bad reviews. My retainer was pretty high just to get started, and I found I was turning away most small businesses who couldn't afford thousands of dollars. What I did was I programmed a computer server, artificial intelligence, to be able to read and analyze reviews like myself to see if reviews qualify for removal on websites like Yelp, TripAdvisor, Google, places like that, and submit them to the administrators of those websites for removal. I did it to, of course, you know, try and cut myself out of the picture so I get to do less consulting, but also what it allowed us to do is really bring down the price point so that every business, it's affordable for every business owner.
Okay. Let's talk about bad reviews. And when you say remove bad reviews, do you mean remove bad reviews because the issue has been addressed by the company, or remove bad reviews because they found them to be unjust or ungrounded? What kind of? Because some bad reviews, I posted bad reviews only very rarely, but still, they were founded. So can you help us understand the guardrails around that?
Absolutely. There's not much we can do against founded bad reviews. You can't remove them. They belong to be there. Sometimes even founded reviews will qualify for removal based on violations of the content. For example, let's say you're in a restaurant and you write a bad review. Well, most likely that's a first-person consumer experience and no one can remove that review. But let's say, for example, that your parents go into a nursing home and you visit them and you're unhappy about their care. So you go online and you write a review about that nursing home. That's a third-party review. You're the son, you know, or daughter. That's technically against the content guidelines. So it's easy for those types of companies to get that review removed. So since we're representing the businesses, regardless of whether a review is founded or not, it's our job to try and remove it, because our goal is to improve the star rating of the businesses we represent. It's our job to represent the businesses and improving their online reputation. Now, I will say that there is no fixing a bad company. There's not much we can do, for the most part, against reviews that are just, that are founded, that, you know, don't violate the content guidelines. In those situations, we help the businesses provide private and public responses to those reviews, because consumers, when they're researching companies, they want to see, does this company care? Are they responding to their reviews? Does it look like they care about customer satisfaction?
Okay, let's put aside the whack-a-mole nature of unfounded bad reviews on Okay, let's stick with the legit ones, right? You've decided to automate yourself out of a job consulting on this stuff using your artificial coding experience. So let's go to the legit ones. What impact Along a scale, I imagine it's a scale of response a bad online review could have on a company, and how and why do they want to address them?
Because businesses want to show consumers that if they spend money with their business and something goes wrong, they will take care of them. That's really what consumers want when they're reading reviews. When they see bad reviews without a response, they're worried, oh my goodness, if I spend money here and something goes wrong, are they going to just disappear? Are they going to just take my money? And is this a scam? You know, that's the
right
major reason why they're reading them. So by addressing bad reviews, by taking ownership, apologizing, letting them know, you know, in the 20 plus years a business has been in business and the thousands, tens of thousands of customers they've served, that these bad experiences rarely happen. But when they do take care of it. It goes a long way. Even a bad review can help provide a lot of reassurance to, you know, to a customer. And these bad reviews are also growing pains for businesses, no matter how long they've been in business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can always teach the business owner something, you know, about how to provide a better product or service.
I also do consulting, marketing consulting, and by the time a client gets to me, my number one rule is, okay, it's time to overcorrect. When I have to say overcorrect, your company seems to be automating me out of a job because they're able to surface and address bad online reviews faster, right? And you're saying that not only faster, but more, and responding in a more transparent way. Let's stick with the fastness. How does your business work? How does a client face and client interact?
Yeah, that's a great question. So let's say one of our customers gets a bad review. Within a few minutes, our system's going to pick up on it. They're going to be notified. Now, right off the bat, what we suggest is that a business doesn't try to remove the review right away. The ideal situation is that a business can read the bad review, invite the customer back, and communicate with them to try and update their experience, to try and win them over. And we provide a lot of content and instructions on, you know, how to communicate with an unhappy customer. Ideally, you want to win them over and get them to update their online experience from a 1-star to a 3, 4, or 5-star, because nothing says, I will take care of you if something goes wrong, like reading a bad review turned into a good review. That is, it's priceless. It is so valuable for your organization. Of course, most business owners, they might not want to do that. They might just want to have our system address the review and try and remove it. And if that's the case, there's a little setting that they can toggle within our dashboard. If they get a bad review, automatically our system could be prompted to try and remove it. So if that's the case, along with a notification, our computer server will get to work. It will read the review, will scan the review for the content. It will evaluate the content against the terms of service of the source of the review. So let's say maybe the review's on Yelp. It will look at the review and compare it against its terms of service, the content guidelines, to see if there's any potential violations. And if there are, it will automatically create a review removal letter to Yelp with the unique content of that review and submit it on behalf of the business owner within 2 to 3 minutes. So within 5 minutes, the entire process is complete. We have all the documentation within the dashboard, and usually within 2 to 3 business days, we hear back.
I imagine as a small or medium-sized business owner, the happy medium would be somewhere between the automatic response of removal and the transparent response of, hey, let's work this out and hopefully we can get you to update your review. Is that what you're finding in the real world, people choosing to go right down the middle?
Yeah, that's exactly right. A lot of people will get reviews, unfortunately, that don't qualify for removal. Of course, we're advocating for them and we're trying to get these reviews removed, but not all of them qualify. That's just the nature of these websites.
Right.
So that being said, we're preparing a lot of responses. Within our dashboard, there's a team collaboration tool where you can invite other members of your organization to take a look at templates and responses to the potential review so that you can kind of pick and choose which response you might want to go with and kind of talk about what happened, see how we can get them back in and just kind of brainstorm different ideas on how to win this customer back over or publicly respond to them as kind of the last step to this.
Okay, this is a real. This is a very intriguing company you've built here, Curtis. Where can more people find more information about Objection Co?
www.objection.co.co.
That was Curtis Boyd, founder and CEO of Objection.co, an artificially intelligent dashboard that helps companies find and address negative online reviews. For a link to Objection, look in the show notes for the podcast or online at kgoradio.com. Honestly, for small or medium businesses, this should be a priority. Yelp and other review sites, well, they exist and thrive based on engagement, and nothing engages people like hate reviews and trolling. We thank Curtis for his time and to you for yours while listening. We're executive producer Lee Hammer. I'm the host and the writer, Jason Middleton. This has been Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody.